He was also an antique, one of the few remaining FCC, Faithful Cybernetic Companion, robots, early models now 2,000 years out of date. The FCC robots had been programmed for extreme loyalty, and as a consequence, had perished in droves while defending their masters during the bloody interregnum between the collapse of the ancient Galactic Union and the rise of the proletarian eclectic state of Terra. Fess, a name derived from trying to pronounce FCC as a single word, had survived. Thanks to his epilepsy, he had a weak capacitor that, when overstrained, released all its stored energy in a massive surge lasting several milliseconds. When the preliminary symptoms of this electronic seizure, mainly a fuzziness in Fess's calculations, appeared, a master circuit breaker popped, and the faulty capacitors discharged in isolation from the rest of Fess's circuits, but the robot was out of commission until the circuit breaker was reset. Since the seizures occurred during moments of great stress, such as trying to land a spaceship cum asteroid while analyzing an aberrant radio wave or trying to protect a master from three simultaneous murderers, Fess had survived the interregnum. For when the proletarians had attacked his masters, he had fought manfully for about 25 seconds, then collapsed. He had thus become a rarity, the courageous servant who had survived. He was one of five FCC robots still functioning. He was consequently a prized treasure of the Darmon family, prized as an antique, but even more for his loyalty. True loyalty to aristocratic families has always been in short supply. So when Rodney Darmond had left home for a life of adventure and glory, being the second son of a second son, there hadn't been much else he could do. His father had insisted on his taking Fess along. Rod had often been very glad of Fess's company. But there were times when the robot was just a little short on tact. For instance, after a very rough planetfall, a human stomach tends to be a mite queasy. But Fess had the bad sense to ask,
"Would you care to dine, my lord? Say, scallops with asparagus?"
Rod turned chartreuse and clamped his jaws, fighting back nausea.
"No, and can the my lord bit? We're on a mission, remember?"
"I never forget, Rod, except on command."
"Yeah, I know. It was a figure of speech."
Rod swung his legs to the floor and painfully stood up.
"I could use a breath of fresh air to settle my stomach, Fess. Is there any available?"
The robot clicked for a moment, then reported,
"Atmosphere breathable. Better wear a sweater, though."
Rod shrugged into his pilot's jacket with a growl.
Why do old family retainers always develop a mother hen complex?"
"Rod, if you had lived as long as I have..."
"Yeah, I'd want to be deactivated." "I know, robot is always right. Open the lock, Fess."
The double doors of the small airlock swung open, showing a circle of black set with stars. A chill breeze poured into the cabin. Rod tilted his face back, breathing in, his eyes closed in luxury.
"The blessed breath of land. What lives here, Fess?"
Machinery whirred as the robot played back the electron telescope tapes that had been taken in orbit, integrating the pictorial data into a comprehensive description of the planet.
"Landmasses consist of five continents, one island of noteworthy dimensions, and a host of lesser islands. The continent and the minor islands exhibit similar flora equatorial rainforest."
"Even at the poles?"
"Within 100 miles of each pole, the ice caps are remarkably small. Visible animal life confined to amphibians and a host of insects. We may assume that the seas abound with fish."
Sounds like we came in pretty early in the geologic spectrum."
"Carboniferous era."
"How about that one large island? That's where we've landed, I suppose."
"Correct. Native flora and fauna non-existent. All life forms typical of late Terran Pleistocene."
"How late, Fess?"
"Human historical."
"In other words, a bunch of colonists came in, picked themselves an island, wiped out the native life, and seeded the land with Terran stock. Any idea why they chose this island?"
"Large enough to support a good-sized population,